Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This is a new episode and it's all about finding your North Star. And before we can dive into the topic, I'm going to tell you what that even means. It's actually quite simple. Your North Star is kind of your biggest goal, the one thing driving your actions, your decisions, even your feelings and thoughts sometimes, because you're so fixated on it. So your North Star is what inspires you, what pushes you, what pulls you in, and what gives your life direction, because you have something to work towards and to move towards. So this is just a reminder to you to find your North Star, to start defining what you actually want. And there's a famous quote that says, life will pay any price you ask of it. So you should be really, really not careful, but thoughtful about what you're asking from life. You know, if you're asking negative things, if you're constantly thinking about the things you're afraid of or the things that you don't want, then that's probably what you're going to get, because your thoughts manifest over time, especially when they're linked to emotions. So master your thoughts, master your emotions, and find your North Star. Define it and know where you're going. And I'm talking to myself as well. I often say that because I'm a person who's really interested in a lot of different things. And in my last episode, I actually talked about my new project of creating art every single day for 1 year. And I really hope that this project is going to help me focus my energy and my attention on the things that really matter to me, and that's being creative and actually creating something outside of work, which is also creative. I work as an art director in the design industry. So my everyday work life is also quite creative. But of course, it's not the same thing as creating what you truly want from your heart without a client involved. So that's why my art project is so dear to my heart. And one thing I want to add about the project is actually, I didn't wait for a new year. I didn't start on a Monday. I didn't start on the first day of the month. I just started on July 19th, 2025, a Saturday at noon. So I didn't wait for a special occasion for once. I just kind of got going. And I started before I was really 100% set on doing it, because I knew that if I procrastinated, if I just waited, I was more prone to overthinking, because I'm a huge overthinker. And trying to omit that was actually really smart of me, and it worked wonders. So once you know what you want and where you're going, you should just go and don't overthink it. And this serves as a little reminder to you to really ask yourself what you want from life and to ask life for it. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Please subscribe to my podcast and rate it wherever you're listening. That really helps me out. And yeah, I'll catch you very soon on time. Bye.